Global markets take a bit of a breather after Wall Street posted its worst loss in 30 years yesterday. Live from London, this is the Marketplace Morning Report from the BBC World Service. I'm Victoria Craig. Good morning. Stock markets here in Europe have erased early gains as investors assess the implications of nationwide lockdowns to limit the spread of coronavirus. The pan-European Stock 600 index is down 3% now after markets in Asia ended slightly higher. U.S. stock futures have also reversed early gains. They're indicating a fall at the opening bell on Wall Street. Governments have unveiled stimulus measures and central banks have cut rates to try and alleviate COVID-19's economic disruption. Companies are also doing what they can to protect employees. Today, Volkswagen's chief executive confirmed the carmaker will temporarily shut down production at a number of European plants by the end of the week. The BBC's Jonathan Frewen reports.
Volkswagen's chief executive, Herbert Diess, said the move had been prompted by problems obtaining parts and a fall in sales due to the coronavirus epidemic. Among those closing are several SEAT facilities in Spain, a factory in Portugal, and a major facility near the Slovak capital Bratislava. The company will also begin preparations to shut down other factories in Germany and elsewhere in Europe over the next 2 weeks. Mr. Diess did not say whether this would include the group's flagship plant in its hometown of Wolfsburg. However, he added production in China had resumed with the exception of two factories. On Monday, two other major car groups, PSA and Fiat Chrysler, also announced extensive short-term factory closures. I'm the BBC's Jonathan Frewen for Marketplace.
Wild swings in the market over the last couple of weeks has caused the Philippines to halt trading starting today until further notice. The Manila Exchange has been among the hardest hit in Asia due to coronavirus uncertainty. Katie Martin, markets editor at the Financial Times, explains how significant the move is.
The Philippines markets are some of the smallest in the world, right? It's not one of the benchmark markets that everybody talks about. Nonetheless, this is a really unusual step that they've taken. They've shut down all trading in stocks and bonds and currencies in response to the virus. Where this gets interesting is that you start to look at the Philippines example and think, could other countries around the world go down the same route? And that really would be a highly unusual move.
Now, efforts that we've seen so far from central banks and governments haven't really been enough to ease volatility in global financial markets. Is closing trading then the best way to alleviate that pressure, or are there other better solutions?
It's definitely quite a tempting option at the moment. Now, the major exchanges have said no, it's better that markets are allowed to do their thing and people have got to take these losses sometime and they may as well do it now effectively. But if markets keep behaving so violently, what we could end up with is situations where an accident in markets, like a technology outage or some sort of price glitch, could mean that you end up imposing extra damage on funds that would not already be there. And then what you have is a health crisis. And on top of that, you have an economic crisis. And on top of that, you have a market crisis. So shutting down the markets might be a way to stop that financial crisis over the top of it. Now, what some markets have done is the Australian regulators earlier this week, they said, listen, can you high-speed trading guys please trade less over the next few days because our systems are struggling to cope with the volumes. And we've also got a whole series of European stock exchanges that have effectively banned bet on the prices of certain shares declining. So what that is all aiming to do is to calm things down without stopping trading altogether.
FT Markets editor Katie Martin, thanks so much for unpacking this for us.
Not at all.
It's March 17th, which normally means St. Patrick's Day revelers head down to the local pub for a pint of Guinness, maybe check out the performers in one of the many parades. This year, though, it's a different, quieter story. Parades all over the world have been called off amid restrictions on social gatherings. In Ireland, that's also meant all pubs have gone dark. And for Marcus O'Leary, who owns a pub called Antisocial in Dublin, that's a bitter pill to swallow.
I'm kind of just making sure that everyone's all right. We've had to let all our staff go on the busiest day of the year. Also, getting in touch with a lot of our suppliers. You know, with St. Patrick's Day weekend, a lot of pubs and a lot of venues, I'd say almost all of them, have bought a huge amount of stock around the country.
Boy, what a difference a few weeks makes then. What had you been planning on doing for St. Patrick's Day this year? You've only been open 7 weeks.
Well, we were kind of planning just to keep the business afloat. We were looking at Paddy's Day weekend as a big opportunity. We were planning quite a few parties. We were really hoping for a big weekend and a weekend where we could expose our bar to a lot of people.
So you said that you have been working with suppliers to try and
figure out what to do. You've been laying off employees. Can you make up for this loss in any way? Or can you maybe do delivery? Or is there some other alternative for you in the interim?
Our current license doesn't extend to off sales or delivery. So in terms of all the stock we've bought, we're kind of stuck with it. We've been very touched by the amount of people who've reached out and offered to support. So what we're looking at is maybe sorting out a voucher system that if people spend a bit of money now, they can redeem it with an added benefit when we reopen.
We've seen a virtual St. Patrick's Day trying to take hold on social media. Do you think that'll help people at least get into the spirit a bit today?
I think it's very hard to say. I think St. Patrick's Day in Dublin is such an enormously personal thing, and it really comes down to being around the people you love and having a carefree attitude. People are worried. People are looking out for their loved ones. They're thinking about the older, more vulnerable or immunocompromised people in their lives. It's a very different atmosphere, but it's the right atmosphere that's here at the moment.
Marcus O'Leary, owner of the Antisocial Pub in Dublin. Thank you so much and best of luck.
Thank you very much. Hopefully it all works itself out.
Well, let us know how you're keeping spirits high, especially if you're working from home. A fresh loaf of traditional Irish soda bread in the oven, perhaps? We're at the hashtag BBC Marketplace on Twitter. In London, I'm Victoria Craig with the Marketplace Morning Report from the BBC World Service.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.